chants erupted from the crowd of a couple hundred students, faculty, and local residents at the University of Connecticut united outside the Student Union building Wednesday afternoon to show solidarity with undocumented immigrants and refugees in light of President Donald Trump's recent executive order.
No Trump! No KKK! No fascist USA! No Trump! No KKK! No fascist USA!
The order indefinitely prevents nationals from Iraq, Syria, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen from entering the United States for at least 90 days from its passing. It also has drawn concern from undocumented residents and green card holders. Eric Cruz Lopez, an undocumented UConn student, addressed the members of the crowd regarding the struggles that he faces due to his legal status. Originally born in Mexico, Lopez said he has spent most of his life in the U.S. He said that, among other things, he does not have legal access to the same institutional privileges as students who are U.S. citizens. Sana Suhail, president of the university's Muslim Student Association, said she did not want the purpose of the rally to be misunderstood. Quote, "This is not about Trump is bad. We are here to educate people. We want UConn as an institution to be more vocal to let people know that this is not what we believe in." Unquote. Community outreach chair of the association, Iman Abbasi, told onlookers about one of her first encounters with religion-based discrimination. Abbasi said when she was age 10, someone on her school bus asked her if she stored AK-47 assault rifles in her hijab. She said that, at that age, she had no idea what an AK-47 was. She said she will remain committed to her Muslim faith regardless of the circumstances.
We are not going to live in a nation where we subjugate certain communities to ill treatment, to mistreatment. That is not the America that we know and that we love, and we will not stand for that today or for any day.
Joe Petriella, a UConn student who said he came in support of President Trump, said he respected the protesting students. Quote, "I really liked seeing everybody out there expressing First Amendment rights, but I don't necessarily agree with what they were protesting." Unquote. Petriella said his disagreement was rooted in the interpretation of Trump's order as a ban targeting Muslims. Quote, "It's not really a ban. They just put it on hold for a couple of months to revise the vetting process. I feel like it'll make Americans more comfortable about taking in refugees from other countries where there is a prevalence of terrorism." Unquote. After the rally, Lopez hosted workshops to teach students how to phone bank and contact senators. A UConn student who helped organize the event, Omar Tawai, said this rally was different than ones in the past. Quote, "It's to educate students on how to make their voices heard on a federal level. We're teaching people how to go beyond just protesting."
United will never be divided! The people, united, will never be divided!
For WHUS News, I'm Darden Livesay.